From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Former hostage Ingrid Betancourt says she plans to travel to France today. The French-Colombian woman who was kidnapped by Colombian FARC rebels 6 years ago while running for the Colombian presidency was rescued yesterday along with 14 other hostages. Colombian forces tricked rebels into believing they were comrades and flew the hostages out of a rebel camp without firing a shot. Afterwards, Betancourt described what happened in the helicopter. This is the voice of an interpreter on CNN.
The chief of operations said, "We are the national army and you are all free." And the helicopter almost fell because we started jumping. We screamed, we cried, we hugged. We couldn't believe it.
The three American military contractors rescued by Colombian authorities have returned to the U.S. Texas Public Radio's Terry Gilday reports from San Antonio.
Thomas Howes, Mark Gonsalves, and Keith Stancil landed at Lackland Air Force Base overnight. The three men then boarded helicopters and were transported to Brooke Army Medical Center, where they will undergo treatment and evaluation before being reunited with family and loved ones. Howes, Gonsalves, and Stancil were held for more than 6 years. The families are scheduled to travel to San Antonio, where a public ceremony is planned at Fort Sam Houston. For NPR News, I'm Terry Gilday in San Antonio.
The Justice Department will soon release new guidelines that would broaden the FBI's ability to investigate suspects before there is evidence of wrongdoing. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Half a century ago, the FBI started a program known as COINTELPRO. It was a J. Edgar Hoover operation in the 1950s and 60s that basically monitored groups in the United States Hoover had decided were trouble. Those under surveillance included civil rights groups, anti-war activists, politicians, and even journalists. A new proposal under consideration at the Justice Department has echoes of the now disbanded program. It would allow the FBI to investigate people whose backgrounds match traits the FBI sees as those of terrorists. Civil liberties groups say it is COINTELPRO light and warn that it would be a program ripe for abuse. They worry it's going to provide a license to profile people. The new FBI investigative guidelines are expected to be released late this summer. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Washington.
The last remaining residents of the coastal community of Big Sur, California, have been told to evacuate because of a raging wildfire. The fire started by lightning on June 21st is only about 3% contained. California officials say that more than 1,000 wildfires are burning in northern and central California. U.S. stock markets will trade for a shortened session today ahead of the Independence Day holiday. Stock futures are down, and European markets have been trading lower. This is NPR News. American officials condoned efforts by an oil company run by a close political ally of President Bush to get an exploration deal with Iraq's Kurdish regional government. That information is in documents released by a congressional committee yesterday. The oil exploration deal was announced in December and immediately panned by Iraq's central government, which viewed it as undermining central authority. Bush administration officials denied knowledge of the contract, but Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman of California released emails and letters yesterday that appear to show the opposite was true. The Washington Post reports a State Department spokesman says the U.S. government objected to the arrangement in communications with Hunt Oil and with the Kurdistan Regional Government. A government study has traced high levels of formaldehyde in many Federal Emergency Management Agency trailers to the wood products used in their construction. Here's NPR's John Hamilton with more.
Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory examined four FEMA trailers like those used to house people displaced by Hurricane Katrina. Previous tests had found high levels of formaldehyde in some of the trailers. The new study tried to track down the sources. It found that the highest levels of formaldehyde came from cabinet walls, subflooring, and benches. All were made of composite wood products, such as particle board or plywood, which are held together by glue that contains formaldehyde. Emissions from most of the wood products were within government limits, but scientists say the large amount of wood used, combined with poor ventilation and high temperatures, produced formaldehyde levels that might be high enough to cause health problems. John Hamilton, NPR News.
I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.